Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone with Public Affairs Specialist Barbara Dabb and a half-hour focus on the issues, the people, and events happening here in Middle Tennessee. The recent demise of local independent bookstores like Davis Kidd have book lovers worrying about the future of some of their favorite gathering spots. And for small business owners, there's concern that large corporate retailers will force some of these little guys to close their doors. We spoke with Sarah Lee Woods, owner of Bookman, Bookwoman in Hillsborough Village, to get some insight. Then later, music is all around us here in Nashville, but not every music lover plays an instrument. Fledgling music producer Peter Wolfel doesn't play an instrument and doesn't read music, but he's managed to create what he hopes will be an iconic CD. Jazz of Music City 1 features locally grown talent and is making music headlines around the world. We spoke with Peter to learn more about how he did it. That and much more on Zone About Town from 104.5. The Zone.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm really so pleased to have one of my favorite new friends in the studio with me today, Sarah Lee Woods. She's the president of Bookman Bookwoman Bookstore here in Nashville in Hillsborough Village, and I'm sure most of you have seen it, and we're going to learn a little bit more about it from Sarah Lee. Welcome. I'm glad to have
you. Welcome. I love being here. This is a great way to spend a fun morning.
Yeah, we're having a good time. Before we get started, I guess for those who don't know Bookman Bookwoman, they've been around for a long time. Tell us a little bit about your store.
We've been in the Hillsborough Village near Vanderbilt on 21st Avenue South more than 10 years, and we started because my husband is a bookaholic. He doesn't have drugs or other women or booze.
Thank God.
I have to worry. Right. Thank God. I just have collections and mounds of books to live with this competition. So we would always visit bookstores, and we still do. Anytime we're in any place that has a bookstore used and new, that's where we go. And we had talked about opening one for his collection. Little did I know that when I opened the bookstore that I would, I had a tagline, selling my husband's books, that would be an excuse for Larry to buy more books.
Right.
So we started the bookstore, and we focus on a lot of books that people are in demand for. A lot of our books are gently used, and we started the bookstore so that people would have a place to go around and look at books, because even a lot of the new bookstores don't keep their books on the shelf very long. It's what we call a shelf life.
Uh-huh.
So somebody that has a new bestseller out may have their book on the shelf for a little while, but they don't have their previous works out
there.
Their previous titles. So you go to a bookstore like Bookman, Bookwoman, and you want to find Ann Patchett's books. She's a famous Nashville writer,
yep,
international writer. You can find all of her titles at my store. We just have thousands and thousands of books, and we have remodeled the front of Bookwoman so that we can hold more author events. We've held several, and we particularly are reaching out to a lot of Nashville authors to make sure that they know they have a place to kick off their books, which we have several more events coming up. And we're also having some things I can't announce quite yet, but we're having some international authors come in because Nashville's a big book town, and Middle Tennessee and Tennessee, people here like to read.
You guys kind of took a hobby and turned it into your storage.
That's exactly right. I encourage people, when they're not sure, they can bring them in to Bookman, Bookwoman, and we trade things in for store credit. We very seldom give cash, you know, for books. There's exceptions to every rule, but you can walk out with something, which is neat, if you bring in something that I can resell.
Right.
You know, you can't, I tell people if they bring in out-of-date textbooks, they can put them on my free shelf, but they don't have a shelf life
in our limited
amount of space. But I can remember when Jackie Kennedy Onassis was dying, her children said she wanted to go home to die because she wanted to be with her books.
Yeah.
And her family and her things. And I thought, you know, books are our companions. When we look on a shelf, we think about the experience that we had, or who owned that book before we did, or about the author, or what that whole book journey meant to us.
Yeah.
So, which is why I think, even though there is a huge market for e-commerce books and reading books, in a computer basis, there's still a need and demand for hardback books and bricks and mortar bookstores.
Because
people want to walk around, they don't know what they want to read, and sometimes you're sort of in the mood for something, but you want to look and see, and that's why people go to bookstores,
mm-hmm,
because it's hard to get that sense of what's in a book on the internet or through a website.
Right,
get
right.
a recommendation, but, you know, do I really want to dig into this new book by Patricia Cornwell? Well, let me look at it a little bit and see.
Right, flip through some pages and check
right.
it out. Yeah.
Am I gonna read that?
Absolutely. So. I'm speaking with Sarah Lee Woods. She's the president of Bookman Bookwoman in Hillsborough Village, really a local treasure. And, you know, I think one of the last, and I think one of the things that it really touches me is sort of the demise of independent booksellers, or is it? I mean, you know, as we're talking about what you've experienced, you've kind of found a niche and are filling a real void, I think, now that Davis Kidd isn't around. But also what you've created is a community of book lovers, and hopefully it's not something that's going to go away, but tough times to be in the book business.
Well, it is a tough time, and I think people, we need support from readers. We need encouragement from readers. A lot of independent bookstores are doing things in addition to selling books, and there's no reason for me to sell coffee in my bookstore when I'm in two of the best places.
Yeah.
You know, I have Davis Cookware next to me that has fabulous coffee, Provence, and then Bob Bernstein across the street has Fido's,
yep.
one of the best coffee shops in town. Pangea and Thousand Faces have cards. So I'm not going to be selling things other than books, but number one, it would be in competition with my
neighbors.
With my neighbors, and the village is like an outdoor mall,
yeah.
and there's no need for me to do that. So we made a conscientious decision to only do the books, not to do music, not to do videos, not to do film. All of those things are great, but anytime I do something like that, if I sell yoga mats, then I have to give up several bookcases, and that's thousands of books.
Right.
So we're just books.
Just books, and you know, but not just books. I mean, you have really treasures in there, and as you
treasures.
Mentioned, collections of authors. Which, you know, it's interesting. I didn't really think about when you were talking about authors and having full collections. I do find myself frustrated when I go in a bookstore and I look for a particular author, and I want to see, what did they write before this? And you
Correct.
Can't find them. And I didn't realize that was actually sort of a marketing.
It is. It's a shelf life. And it's really different. There's such, since we sell new and used books, it's interesting to see what's really going to fly off the shelf and what isn't. And in our market, our readers teach us so much. So just because something's number one on the bestseller list, well, is that really going to fly out of the bookstore? Do people already own that are going to have that? So it's a real learning process every day for us.
Yeah, you know, I would imagine.
Am I going to have in my art books, how many of the brand new books about this artist am I going to have? As opposed to things that are 25 years ago that people are still want, that are no longer being published. So we have a mix of that.
Right.
And we are learning and want to learn, you know, from our customers about what they think we need to have in there.
Right. Do you see it as a trend? I know that, you know, we're all obviously, sadly, all too familiar with, you know, the big corporate bookstores
sure.
who shall remain nameless right now. But we all know who they are. But do you see a real... I mean, do you see the pendulum maybe swinging back towards stores like yours, where folks really want to delve into an author's collection, or simply want to just have a community of book lovers that they can talk to? I mean, if I go to one of the bigger stores and I ask about a book, they're going to go on their computer, look
right.
it up, take me to the shelf. And if I ask questions, they may or may not know much about the author or that genre. But if someone walks into Bookman Bookwoman, you can have a whole conversation with you about an author, about a genre, about,
right.
you know, do you see that people, there's really a need for that more than just walking into your corporate mall bookstore and getting what you need for a class assignment or what your kid might need or whatever? Do you think it's going to come back?
I think so. I know so, because people love to read, and there are a lot of people that are curious, and some big bookstores are making it, and some, you know, big corporate bookstores, through no fault of their own, and maybe bad management and some other practices, you know, may not make it. And, you know, the elephant in the room is Amazon. And
yeah.
I think the internet is a great thing. And as a taxpayer and as a local business owner, I think people need to shop wherever they're the most comfortable shopping. But I will say that I think that Amazon needs to pay taxes. Like I pay taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I thought about that.
I understand that Texas is in a big lawsuit with them. And, you know, it's like L.L. Bean. I can go in to the L.L. Bean store in Maine, buy something, pay taxes, buy a great pair of pants, shirt, which I've done before. But if I order it over the internet, I don't do that.
Right.
So I'm hoping as a business owner, as a small business owner that provides jobs in the community, that we get a level playing field with that. So, you know, and I think probably bookstores across the country will tell you that.
Right. Absolutely. Gosh, I'm having so much fun and time is flying by. I've been speaking with Sarah Lee Woods, president of Bookman Bookwoman, right here in our own backyard in Hillsborough Village. Sarah Lee, tell us where people can get more information, because you've got so many events coming up.
I mean, a lot going on,
and a website where folks can learn more about your store.
More about our store at bookmanbookwoman.com, and on there we have our events. We have a lot of things. We provide a lot of books and advice to book clubs. So you can go through there and click on what other book clubs are reading. And you can come to us and we'll help you make book club selections and even provide books for your book club at a discounted price.
Wow. One of the things that I just love about your store, you are true book lovers. And there's nothing like, you know, settling in and talking to somebody there about a book or an interest or an author, or really being in a community of other book lovers, which I think is something that, you know, we crave. When you're into that, you crave that connection.
You make me feel good because I curled up with my book for 30 minutes this morning instead of doing my exercises. Thank you. I'm glad. Well, that was okay to do that because I was curled up for the book.
And I read on the treadmill. I have a book stand. I mean, I do curl up, but not as often as I'd like, as I'm sure you can relate. But I bought a treadmill with a book stand so I can put my book there, and I don't always have to pop on the television or watch a movie. I can read a book I'm into. So
cool.
And you know, my husband is like a family joke, because he's got books going, different books at once.
Right.
You know, in the car, in the office, on the treadmill, in the bathroom, you know, books everywhere. And the kids are like, well, which one is he reading now? You know,
right. So,
and sometimes I want to read one of them and I'm like, hurry up. Cause I read faster than him. So it's like, we did that with The Last Dan Brown. We passed it around the family. It's like, and Harry Potter. Oh my God. I had to finally go check a second copy out of the library.
My husband and I do the same thing. And so we do have to each buy our own copy.
Yeah.
It's good for the marriage, Bob.
Yes, it is. It is.
And good for the book business.
Yeah,
so you're helping booksellers if you each buy your own copy.
Absolutely. And with that, I want to thank you for coming in, sure. Sarah Lee. It's been a lot of fun. And I encourage everybody, go to bookmanbookwoman.com and visit them in Hillsborough Village. It's really a wonderful experience to walk up and down, stop in at Bookman Bookwoman, and make it a part of your visit when you're in Hillsborough Village. So thanks so much for coming in. This is a lot of fun.
All right.